Verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. That's 3 in the afternoon, because the Roman clock starts at 6 in the morning. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, spiritual blessings, right? The blessing of Abraham, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Now let me ask you a question. That's one of the 9 gifts of the Spirit. That was working of miracles and gifts of healings. That was the inheritance of Abraham flowing through Peter and John. Remember the commanded blessing. Notice that Peter commanded by the anointing, by the gifts of the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, he commanded that man to get up and walk. Peter is flowing in that oil that flows from the head, flows through the beard, and flows down on the robe, and flows out to those that need blessed. Amen. And so Peter, remember what he said to Abraham? He said, you are blessed, Abraham, but you shall be a blessing. Peter was blessed. He said, such as I have a spiritual inheritance that can end your physical problems once and for all. How many of you know that translates into money? No more doctor bills. Right? And he said, but you shall be a blessing. And he blessed that man. He commanded the anointing and the blessing to come on that man, lifted him up. The man's leaping and walking and praising God. In other words, Peter released the blessing of Abraham onto that crippled man. Amen. Through the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. But notice, don't take my word for it. It always pays to listen to the Holy Spirit and read on down. Now, as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. That's the time we're coming into. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us?" Now, that's odd. He told the crippled man to look at him. He told the other people, "Quit looking at us." Both of those work. When you're trying to minister to people, you got to get them to focus on you. I'm anointed. I'm carrying the anointing. You can receive something if you believe I'm anointed. But once the miracle happens, the focus is on Jesus. You follow me? There's a time you've got to say, "Look at me. I'm anointed." There's other times you've got to say, "Don't look at me. That was Christ in me. That wasn't me." Amen. So he says, "Why are you looking so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we made this man walk?" Notice verse 13. Takes it right back to the blessing of Abraham. "The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go, but you denied the Holy One and the just, and asked for a murder to be granted to you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know." Yes, the faith which comes through him has given this man perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Notice that Peter took it right back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The blessing of Abraham that comes through the inheritance of the Holy Spirit released this man out of the curse of his sickness and back into the blessing. Amen? Well, Peter said it wasn't based on our goodness. Now, number one, the blessing is not based on anyone's goodness. Number two, the blessing of the Lord followed Abraham just like the power and gifts of the Holy Spirit follow us. Notice, again, Genesis chapter 13, verse 5. Don't chase the blessing. The blessing chases you.
Amen.
You carry it.
Amen.
Praise God. It's in the garment. Amen. Now, here's Genesis 13, beginning in verse 5. I'll just tell you, Lot, his nephew, was equally blessed by hanging out with Abraham. Verse 6, now the land was not able to support them that they might dwell together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. Guys, that's the blessing of Abraham, and that same blessing's on us. Their possessions were so great, they couldn't even dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. The Canaanites and the Perizzites then dwelt in the land. So Abraham said to Lot, please let there be no strife between you and me and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. Now, who's saying this? Abram. Please separate from me. This is amazing. All right, if you take the left, then I'll go to the right. Or if you go to the right, then I'll go to the left. Why did Abram say that? Because it did not matter which way he went, the blessing followed him.
Yes.
Whichever way Abram goes, the blessing is going to follow him right there.
That's right.
You don't try to find the blessing in a location, you become the blessing in a location. I'm going to say it again. You don't try to find the blessed location. You become the blessing of that location. That's why he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel of the blessing to every creature. And these signs will follow those who believe. You carry the anointing. You carry the blessing of Abraham. I'll be honest with you. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is the blessing of Abraham. All right? So, and Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, then it was well watered everywhere. Lot's walking by sight. He's looking at the natural. He said, oh, that's desert. That's lush. I'm going to chase the blessing because right there, that looks like the blessed place. Abraham, dude, whatever, because wherever I go, the blessing was not in either one of those locations. The blessing was operating on a man. All right, the blessing is a person, not a place.
Right.
Praise God. Amen. Now, so he saw that it was well watered before the Lord destroyed God, Sodom and Gomorrah. Like, you need to circle this phrase. It looked like the garden of the Lord. It looked like the Garden of Eden. He thought he had found the blessed place before Adam fell. He was chasing the blessing. Like the land of Egypt as you go toward Zoar. Then Lot chose for himself, that's a mistake, all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other, and Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom. But the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord. Now, I could go on down, but all I wanted you to see is Abraham says, Lot, if you go right, I'll go left. If you go left, I'll go right. Why did Abraham say that? Because he knew that the blessing that was on him, not on a location. I tell you, God can bless you anywhere on this planet.
Amen.
Anywhere on this planet. We're designed to restore Garden of Eden conditions to devastated communities. Through the gifts of the Spirit. Through the Holy Ghost. Through praying in tongues. Through operating in the nine gifts. The nine gifts of the Spirit are the Garden of Eden in manifestation, heaven on earth.
Awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, is that true in the new covenant? Notice Joshua chapter 1. Let's just walk forward. This is, you know, Joshua is a descendant of Abraham, isn't he? So go over to Joshua chapter 1. You'll see this principle that the blessing is on a person and follows the person. The person doesn't follow or chase the blessing. Praise God. The blessing's really the anointing on you and operating through you. That's what it amazes me. Some Christians say, I wish I could find a place to work where everybody were believers. Well, you don't need the blessing of Abraham there. Bring the blessing of God. Walk in the blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't that good? Now, here after the verse 1, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Watch this. Here it is. Here's that principle.
Every place.
Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. Wherever Joshua walks, that's where the blessing and that's where the inheritance is. Wherever your feet are, how precious are the feet of those who bring good news. Why? Because you reoccupy territory for the blessing of God. Sometimes God will lead you to walk into a place to reestablish the blessing there. Listen to those promptings of the Holy Spirit. And make sure you're praying in the Holy Spirit, because he's using you, just like Abraham, walking in places that look desolate, to bring the anointing there, to bring the heaven on earth there. Wherever the soles of your foot shall tread, he said, they shall be your. Notice the blessing followed Joshua. Look at Psalm 23, verse 6. Psalm 23, verse 6. Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
Praise God. This gives a whole new meaning to I am blessed. See, we're not just blessed, but we are a blessing. We're imparting, right?
Yes, we are.
Psalm 23:6. Well, let's go to 23:5, because that's the baptism in the Holy Spirit followed by the blessing. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. Who is our head? Jesus. So when Jesus ascended back on high and was anointed as a man, as the firstborn human being, the firstborn of the body of Christ, when his head was anointed, notice what happened. My cup runs over. The blessing of the Lord. As soon as the anointing came on the head and ran down onto the body of Christ, the blessing of Abraham begins to operate and our cup runs over. Why did our cup run over? Because of the anointing. Because of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say something that may sound sacrilegious, but tongues is money. When you're praying in tongues, you are literally manifesting the blessing of Abraham in every area of your life. I'm getting way ahead of my notes. You just jot this down. Deuteronomy 8:18. No, just don't do that. I don't want to do that. Stay right here with me. You prepare a table before me. You anoint my head with oil. That's at Psalm 133. My cup runs over. Why does your cup run over? Because the commanded blessing of the anointing is on you.
Right.
Glory to God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Praise God. Where the anointing is, the cup runs over. Where the cup runs over through the Holy Spirit and the anointing, goodness and mercy follow you. You don't follow it. That's why you can say just like Abraham. You take the right, I go left. You go left, I go right. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now notice Ezekiel 36:35. We're talking about how this blessing follows. You carry it. Thank you, God. Ezekiel 36:35. This is talking about the new birth. I'll go back to verse 33, because you'll see it's the new birth. Thus says the Lord God, on the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will also enable you. Stop. What did God say to that little boy in Aaron's dream? He pulled his chin up and said, you're forgiven. You're cleansed. Get over it. You're forgiven.
Yeah.
But don't stay there. Conquer.
Yeah, he did.
And what did this prophet say? I will cleanse you from all your iniquities, but don't stay there. Go into the enablement of the Holy Ghost and his gifts. He said, if I've cleansed you, I will enable you to what? To dwell in the cities, and the ruins shall be rebuilt.
Amen.
You know this drug epidemic called heroin and meth? This drug, these needles all over our cities are being gutted by the horrible demonic manifestation of drugs that are killing our kids and our grandkids. The answer is not more smoke and mirrors in the church. It is the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the power and the gifts of the Spirit in manifestation that's going to drive this darkness back and bring the blessing of Abraham and the enablement of the Garden of Eden back into our cities. We need spirit. Spirit-filled, Spirit-empowered, Spirit-anointed churches flowing in the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost and the blessing of Abraham. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not just forgiven. I'm now supernaturally enabled to rebuild the ruins. Glory to God. Isn't that good? Man, that might preach. Now watch what he says. That's awesome. The desolate land shall be tilled instead of lying desolate in the sight of all who pass by. Is that a photograph of our inner cities, even our small towns? Our small towns have been gutted by drugs, alcohol, human trafficking. What's the answer? Ezekiel's telling us the answer. It's a Spirit-filled, a forgiven, and Spirit-enabled, Spirit-baptized church flowing in the kingdom of heaven and the blessings of Abraham. Man, glory to God. So they will say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden. God's trying to restore Garden of Eden conditions to planet Earth. Right? And the wasted, desolate, and ruined cities are now fortified and inhabited. Then the nations which are left all around you shall know that I, the Lord, have rebuilt the ruined places and planted what was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Praise God. That is for us right now. That is a prophetic word for us right now.